Good morning, church. Well, my name's Chip Richardson. I'm one of the pastors here, and I just want to welcome you all here with us this morning. A couple of announcements before we get started. If you are new with us, if you've just scrolling through and checking us out today, or even if you've been watching us for a while and you would like some more information about the church, please let us know in the comments section or message us on Facebook here. We would love to send you some information about the church. And then when we do begin to meet again in person, we can meet you and we can all see each other face to face. So that will be fun. Also, if you are interested in Upward Soccer, we are still taking signups for that. So if you have a child 4 years old through the eighth grade, practices are going to start second week of July. So there's still plenty of time to sign up for that. You can go to our website, vineyard05.com, click on the events tab, then you can scroll down and you can see the sign-up links for soccer. We're also looking for some coaches, so we do need some coaches in the 4 and 5 year old age division and the first through fourth grade. So if you are interested in coaching, you don't need to have any experience, just sign up. Even if you're a parent and you would like to coach, you can coach Upward Soccer. We can show you how to do it. It's really easy. And then also July 5th, next Sunday, we will be having an outdoor service. So here at the church, outside, we will be here. We will be live. We will have a service. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to see everybody like we did on June 7th. July 5th, we will be doing that this coming Sunday. Be here at the church at 10:30 a.m. and we will have a blast together. Speaking of having a blast together, we are about to make an announcement about when church will reopen. So in case you are wondering, we are going to have an all-church leaders meeting later this week, and I will be speaking to them about that. But then we will be making an announcement and making it public as to when we are going to meet here at the church live in person together again as a family. I can't wait for that day. I know when it is. Do you? All right, so let's join our service. I'm going to pray us in, and I thank you for being with us. Lord God, thank you so much for just being with us this morning. I thank you for everybody watching us online here today. I can't wait for Katie's message, God. I ask that you would just bless the words that she has for us. Bless the worship, Lord God, wherever we are at our homes, with our friends, in our cars, wherever we're watching today online. Lord God, may your presence become rich where we are. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, Vineyard Community Church, and everyone that's joined us online. I want to say thank you for watching, and just want to encourage you to join us in worship this morning.
Thank you. My name is Katie Diani. I'm one of the high school ministry leaders here at Vineyard Community Church, and I have the honor and privilege today of finishing up our sermon series, Supernatural Ways That God Speaks to Us. So we've already gone through a couple of different things in the previous weeks, the first being dreams and how God has spoke to his people through dreams, but also how he continues to speak to us through dreams and the scriptures where God uses those dreams to talk to his people. And then we also had a wonderful conversation about horoscopes and astrology and astronomy and the difference in what God believes about all those things and the truth and the lies behind certain things we worship today. So if you've missed those topics and you're interested in learning more about them, you can go to our Facebook page or our website at vineyard05.com and go back and watch those messages. Today, we have a really wonderful message to share on prophecy. I'm going to say it one more time, prophecy. I think that that word holds so much weight. And for me personally, if you're anything like me, the word prophecy freaked me out for a really long time. I'm not sure if it was just because the world felt like there were a lot of false prophets or a lot of misinterpretations of prophecies, or maybe that it all came back to the end of times being near. Although that might be true, it's not something I really consider wanting to talk about all the time. And it's not always the most comforting or casual conversation. So for years of my life, the idea of prophecy was very intimidating, and it wasn't something that I wanted to pursue on my walk with Christ for a really long time. I would say I was super thankful to encounter the School of Kingdom Ministry here at the church and be able to take part in Putty Putnam's class and learning about not just theology, but where we stand today in the moving of the Spirit. And one of the topics was on prophecy, and it changed my perspective on prophecy, and I'm just very grateful for that. And I just really want to share that message with you today for anyone who might just be struggling to understand prophecy or just a little intimidated by what it is. I want to break it down for you. So I'm just going to pray into our message today. If you'd just like to join me in prayer. Lord, I am so grateful that through the mess of the world and through deceitful lies and all these things, Father. You have truth to share with us, and that somewhere along the path, Father, that you met me and you shared this word with me and you've shared it with others, and throughout scripture that you have so much to share with us about prophecy and the importance of prophecy today in the lives of believers. And Father, I just want to invite your presence here, and just that you share truth and revelation with us today, God. All this be glory to your name, Father. We love you so much. Amen. So in the revealing of prophecy, we got this wonderful statement that I just want to share with you from Putty Putman. Prophecy is a revealing of the heart of God to his people. But you see, prophecy isn't just sharing a revelation that you heard from God. It's so much more than that, because prophecy is connecting God's people to the heart of God. So it's plugging them into who they are in the Lord and who the Lord wants to be for them right now. So it's not just simply saying what you heard God say. It's saying what God said through you, because he actually said something to you. So you're sharing that with somebody. And I think God has such a heart for prophecy, not just throughout the scriptures, but even in today. There's so much to be said from the Lord, from the living God and the Holy Spirit in us. So when we learn about the heart of, you know, God, and being brought back into alignment with the heart of God, being God's people, I just think it changes the perspective of prophecy. Prophecy has the ability to release the flow of kingdom in people's lives. So it's not just, you know, speech. As important as speech is in our lives, the scriptures say that the tongue has the power of life and death. But we know that prophecy coming from revelation from God is even more powerful. So when we understand the heart of God and what he has to share with us through prophecy, it really helps us understand, one, our identity and where we are in position with him. So looking at the Old Testament, and you see the prophetic books in the Bible, the books of Isaiah through Malachi, and the prophets sharing with God's people what future foretelling there was from God, it's so different than how we might experience prophecy here in today's world. So the heart of God never changed behind how he wants to connect people to himself in prophecy. But when we look at Old Testament and New Testament, you don't have to be a theologian to understand that there is a little bit of a difference, and there's new things to discover. You see, when we're looking through the books of the prophets, we see two major themes that I think are so important for people to understand. And it's that the heart of God's people, he loves his people so much, and he almost seems so emotional and empathetic, and there's so much anguish in the way that he feels connected to his people because of their choices against him. So when God laid out futuristic prophecies for his people, it was to show, one, who he was, and two, who his people were, who the Israelites were. But throughout this, we see a difference in the Old Testament and New Testament. This is why. In the Old Testament, God's people were in an external covenant with him. What that meant was their actions truly did matter in relationship with him. So God had this covenant with his people, but it was up to them to hold their end of the covenant by following through with their relationship with him. So their choices mattered. And so when God had prophecies for them, it was more than a warning. It was really a guide to a path they needed to take to reconcile their relationship with him. So a perfect example of this might be in the book of Jonah. If you're familiar with Jonah, this man is casually swallowed by a large fish and taken to a city to deliver a message from God to an entire people group. And the message sounded really simple, and it sounded like this. God said through Jonah in chapter 3, verse 4, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown," an entire town to be overthrown, and a warning that seems pretty harsh. It was conditional upon the people's response, what was going to happen to their town. But you know what? It's actually amazing, because in the city's response, they repented and they turned their hearts to God, and the prophecy didn't come to pass. So the town wasn't overthrown. It just goes to show that God will always hold his end of the covenant to love and care and protect for his people. But their end of the covenant was conditional on their response to God. So it's different today because we know that we are in a new covenant with God. We follow Jesus Christ who died for our sins. So our heart is no longer, our covenant with God is no longer conditional on our actions as much as the condition of our heart. So when we see prophecy in today's world and when we hear prophecy from the Lord and the living God, it doesn't so much mean a foretelling of our future, as much as that can be true. It's more of a path to lead us down, to lead us on track with Jesus. I would just say, like, growing in us, knowing that we are following the good and perfect will that God wants to lead us down, the path of righteousness that we are living with him for an abundant life. How do we lead down that? What is the position we need to take? That's where prophecy comes in. And God leads us in our identity and our purpose for where we should be on a walk with him. So you see, like, each covenant might have its own terms or conditions, but it doesn't matter because God's heart never changed for prophecy. It's to connect his people with himself. And so when we continue through types of prophecy, you know, there is futuristic prophecy, which I think is the, you know, what everyone kind of thinks when you hear the word. But today we're actually just focusing on personal prophecy. When God shares a word and in prophecy with someone specific, it's for a certain group, for a certain family, for a certain person, that is truly revealed in scripture. And I think that God wants to share this with us today, that there's an importance to personal prophecy. You know, in 1 Corinthians, there's a beautiful chapter where the church is being reminded for how important prophecy is and what it actually does for the people. But it says this in 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 1, verse 3. Sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 1 through 3. So pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you might prophesy. For one who speaks in tongue speaks not to men, but to God. For no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the spirit. On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their upbuilding and their encouragement and their consolation. So throughout this chapter, it's amazing. There's so much to be said about the importance and the purpose of prophecy. But here's just a few of the things God has to say about what the purpose of prophecy is. One, for strengthening, encouragement, and comfort, 1 Corinthians 14 through 3. For the edification of the church, chapter 14, 4. For the strengthening of the church, 1 Corinthians 14, 26. That everyone might be instructed and encouraged, 14, 31. And for the common good, chapter 12, 7. All in 1 Corinthians. You know, there's so many words in there that I think I just want to, like, expound upon, because, like, edification seems like a weird word, but there's such a root to why that's important for the church. Edification, the building up of the church, what does that mean? Well, I think it means the growth of Jesus Christ in each and every person in the church building. That means every individual relationship with Christ be magnified. It means growing and deeper and wider in what it means to be a follower of Jesus. It means being encouraged. It means repentance and turning to the Lord. There's edification to be had in every individual in the church, and I think it's up to us to be able to share that with one another. But there's another word that I want to talk about, exhort. It's very different, but equally as encouraging. Although I would say, like, exhortation looks like warning, an encouragement to do better. We know that walking a life with Christ is not always easy, and to lead us down that narrow path where we're following in the will of Jesus, we need encouragement and we need direction. And sometimes to go down that straight path means having warning, ceasing evil works, letting go of sin, and returning on the path of doing the will of the Father. So sometimes that's what it looks like. Prophecy can be a reminder of walking next to Christ and walking that narrow path in a straight line, redirecting our works and redirecting our heart to the Father. Keep on doing what you're doing despite obstacles. They're all good things to be reminded for. And then comfort is another big theme in prophecy for the prophets, to God's people. the prophets were reminded to comfort ye people. In times of trials and in times of pain or suffering, the people need comforted. We need to be wrapped in the promises of God and reminded of truth and hope for the future. Prophecy does all of these things and more, but these are just some examples of what it looks like. What's the purpose? Why is prophecy important? Do we need to do it today? I think it's a common question, and for years I thought it was okay that I didn't want to prophesy, that I didn't feel that calling on my life, but now I look at that today as such a cop-out to what God has to say in Acts 2, 17 through 18. He says this, "And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy." That's in Acts 2, 17 through 18. When we're exercising prophecy and trying to grow in that spiritual gifting, I would say that gifting is available to every man and woman. It says his spirit has been poured out on all sons and daughters. So when we're trying to exercise becoming better at prophecy, I think it's important that we're not just trying to prophesy. We're not just trying to be prophets for the act of being prophets. It's important that we are in relationship with people and that out of our faith, it says that we walk and prophesy in accordance to our faith, but our faith comes through the works of love in Galatians 5, right? So when we are in relationship with people and when we love somebody, your family, your friends, your close your loved ones, that is where you see the Holy Spirit work and where the Father begins to reveal truth to you for your friends, family, and loved ones. Out of love, he will give you words of knowledge and wisdom and prophecy to share with others. So it might center them or direct them or encourage them or edify them or exhort them, but that is from the Father, and you get to be the deliverer of that message. It's super honorable and super beautiful. And I don't think you have to look at it like this job you have to, do a perfect job at, but we need to be open and expect that God does want to share messages through us. And that, we should be so honored that as his children, he trusts us to deliver that message to somebody. It doesn't have to be weird. And I think that all of us have probably heard from God at some point in our lives. We have probably received a message for somebody. I believe every one of you have at some point or another. But I also know it's true that so many of those messages might have never gotten delivered out of not wanting to feel weird or not wanting to be wrong. But the truth is this, that it can be as simple as saying, "Hey, I feel like the Holy Spirit might have shared this message with me, and I just want to share this with you because I think God told me this." You can be humble. You can admit that you're not 100% sure all the time, but it's important to share that message with somebody. And then it's important, too, to follow up and maybe just ask for prayer and say, "Let's pray and see if God can confirm that for you." Or let's pray and see if, there's any scriptures that come with that, or bring in others to pray and see if that's confirmed for truth on your life, It doesn't have to be a magic trick that is either 100% on or totally off. I think that we are people and we're delivering a message even in a broken world, and God works through that. He does miracles through things like that. So I'm super grateful that School of Kingdom Ministry, that SOCM class, could help break it down for me because they put it in simple actions like this. So how do we prophesy? Prophecy tends to have three steps: revelation, interpretation, and application. Revelation is the reception of a message from the Holy Spirit. Divine message from the Holy Spirit just means, God gave it to you. It wasn't from yourself. It wasn't something you could have conjured up on your own. God gave you a message. So that's revelation. But revelation usually requires interpretation. So interpretation, they're not always a direct message when you receive a message from God. If you're familiar with it, it's usually wrapped in mystery and sometimes given to you in weird contexts, like a picture or a song or a scripture or a even a feeling or a sense. And I think that it's so important that we translate whatever that is as a revelation into a meaningful message that we can actually deliver to somebody. So it's so important to take the message you receive from God and hold it up to him and ask for what it means. And, you know, I think sometimes we get so excited that we just want to share it, but it's so important to give it back to God and say, God, I think I heard you say this. What does it mean? How can I share this with them? And then lastly, I think we mess up this a lot, but delivery and application of your message is so important. And I think it's one of the most common ways that we as people mess up in prophecy, and not to be fearful of, but here's what you can do for application. From interpretation, you now know what this message means. You want to deliver it to someone. Maybe hold it and ask God, hey, I want to deliver this. I want to make sure I deliver it, one, to the right person, and I want to make sure I deliver it the right way and at the right time. So God might have shown you this message. It can take so many forms. And when you speak it to someone, maybe you write it. Maybe we do it in prayer. Maybe you do it through dance or song or video, or maybe, you know, a text. But there's so many different ways to deliver, and God knows the perfect timing and the perfect way to deliver to that person. And, you know, it's not worth just spewing it out so that we can get it out without it really, truly being the way God wants it to be done. I can promise you that there is a right way that God wants to do that. And it, I think that we're so able to do that in a way where we honor God and really ask him how he wants to deliver that message. I believe he'll answer you. The reason it's important and why that seems like a lot of work is because in the scriptures, it's so important. Prophetic accuracy matters. And I wish I could say that we could just say whatever we want all the time, but I think we all know that's kind of not true. That there's this scripture in 1 Corinthians 14 where Paul continues in saying that prophecy must be specific enough to reveal the secrets of the heart. So it's not just something we can put together. It's something it has to be from God. And when you receive a prophecy, it's okay to test whether it's valid, and it's okay to be able to hold it up to God and make sure that it's accurate. So in 1 Thessalonians, it says, don't quench the spirit. Don't despise prophecies, but everything, hold fast, or test everything and hold fast to what is good. So test the prophecies that you receive. You know, like we said earlier, it can be wrong delivery. Maybe someone truly did hear from the Holy Spirit and God does have a message, but perhaps it was delivered wrong or at the wrong time or in the wrong way. So in that case, take that message. It might have been great and it might have been from the Lord. Hold it up to God and try to figure out the real interpretation and how it was supposed to be delivered to you. And then, you know, I do have to warn of the dangers that there are false prophets out there. And it could be from the wrong source. So when you do receive a prophecy, test it and make sure it is from God. So if it wasn't, it could have been from someone's own opinions, their own standings, or their own viewpoints or heart. It could even have been from, you know, a demon or the enemy. And in that case, you don't want to let that guide your life or your path with Jesus. So you do have a responsibility to receive prophecy and test it, and then hold fast to what is true. So if it is scriptural, you know, if it does align with what God says in his scriptures, and it does align with God's heart for his people in the scriptures, and it does ring true in your life, and you start to feel a connection to that prophecy that someone shared with you, and perhaps it's bringing you closer with Jesus, I think these are all perfect signs that a prophecy might be correct in your life, and it is something worth holding up to God and saying, what do you want me to do with this? You know, it's so important that you do not walk down a path of pursuing prophecy so much that it comes from your own heart and not from the Father. God does warn, like, false prophecy is dangerous, and in Deuteronomy it says that any prophet who fakes it or who claims to speak in my name something I haven't commanded him to say or speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet must die. And you might be wondering among yourselves, how can we tell the difference whether it was God who spoke or not? Here's how. if what the prophet spoke in God's name doesn't happen, then obviously God wasn't behind it and the prophet made it up. Forget about him. There is false prophecy out there. Don't deem everything that is true over your life. You know, as we talked about, horoscopes and people sharing tarot cards over your life, or people trying to project your life outside of the kingdom of God. It's dangerous, and it so warps the way that we walk with Christ and his promises and his truth in scripture. And I think it's so important to take prophecy seriously and to really rely on the Holy Spirit. So prophecy is the intention of God, not the guarantee. And we saw how, you know, sometimes it is conditional upon our heart and the condition of our heart and our response. But it is important to weigh the prophecies you receive. So what happens when I receive a prophecy that might have just changed my life? You see, prophecy is more than a moment. It's a lifetime change. It can truly change the trajectory of your entire life. Paul himself was sent out by a prophecy in Acts 13 that changed the trajectory of his life. And it can happen today, and it still does. You see, when I married Paul, my husband, we were given so many amazing encouragements, is what I would call them at the time. We were, you know, people placed mantles upon us for marriage, and people placed mantles upon us for ministry. And I remember those. And at the time, I might have just thought, wow, that's a really beautiful thing that someone just did for us. But I look back now and I think, oh my gosh, that was a prophecy that led me down a path of God's promises for my life. He showed me what it could look like. He expressed his heart to people to share with me that that was his heart for a marriage honoring him and a life of honoring ministry, that I could do it and that he had that in store for me. It was such an encouragement. It set me on just on a path that was not my own. And when you receive truth through prophecy from other people, you need to acknowledge it. You need to say yes to what that is in your life. And you need to thank the Father for that. Let that prophecy totally mesh with your prayer life. Start holding it up to God. Turn it over. Examine it. Lift it to him. Ask questions about it. What does this mean, God? What do you want me to do with this? I think it's so important to ask, what are the next steps here? How does this change my life? And then lastly, declare it over your life. Declare over yourself God's promises. Declare over yourself the path that he has in store for you and the future that he holds for you. I think it's truly life-changing. Prophecy doesn't have to be casual. It might be one of the best gifts that God has ever given us, and we have to thank him for it. So in closing, I just want to share with you, church, that I believe that anyone who struggles with prophecy and believing that God uses prophecy today, it doesn't have to be weird, and we don't have to be intimidated by God's prophecy. And in fact, hearing from God is a necessity in our lives, in our walks with Jesus. It's so important for the edification of the church. It is so good at encouraging and building up the church of Jesus Christ. And we have to use it properly, and we have to honor it for the gift that it's been given to us. But I do believe that, don't settle for the cheap imitation of the world and the promises and the prophecies that the world might give you when the creator of the universe is knocking at the doors of our hearts and that he has poured out his spirit on all sons and all daughters. And I think it's such an honor and a gift that we are able to take advantage of. It's a tool that we can be using to edify and build up the church. We can test our prophecies and hold them up to God and hold fast to what is true of them, and that it can last a lifetime. At this time, we are going to take our offering, and it may not look like how we usually do, but we are still taking an offering as a church, and there's many ways to do that for your tithes and your gifts. We are still taking tithes through our website on the give page at vineyard05.com. We also have text to give. And we also have the ability to receive checks or cash here at the church if you'd like to drop them off during office hours or throughout the week. So there is more information that details all of those options of giving at the end of this video. Just wait around till the end of service and there's more information for you.
I'm surrounding me, let it pray at your name. Still call the sea to still, the rage in me to still at your name. Every wave, Jesus, Jesus, you make darkness tremble.
Shadows can't deny your name.
Thanks for joining us today, church. I just want to leave you with a blessing from Numbers 6, verse 24. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Have a great week. We love you.